The Timmins Fall Fair is back for its 71st year this weekend, and it has something to offer for all ages. The fair has a variety of events ranging from horse pulls, to a petting zoo, an arm wrestling competition, and live entertainment from local talent, among many others. In 1952 when it started, it became a celebration of the end of the year for all the farmers to get together and share their crops and share their experience throughout the summer. What worked? What didn't work? And try to educate themselves with the experience that everybody came with. And that became the fair, says Rock Whistle, president of the Porcupine District Agricultural Society. Whistle first brought his own animals to the fair 25 years ago and has been involved ever since. He has been president of the PDAS for the past 6 years. At its inception, the fall fair was an opportunity for farmers to show off their hard work throughout the year, showcase their animals, and trade with other farmers. It was more about sharing your summer and celebrating that you've made it through a season, says Whistle. It has since grown into an event for the whole community to take part in, whether they're farmers, those with a casual interest in agriculture, or those who are looking for something fun and educational to do over the weekend. Last year we had 4,600 pay at the door, so 5,000 this year is a number we'd love to see. The weather is looking good, we have lots of entertainment, Whistle says. We're trying to keep everybody here as long as we can. When I took over 6 years ago, that's what I wanted to do, and in the last 6 years the fair has grown to that point where people come to enjoy their day, he says. A lot of families spend 4 to 5 hours here during the day on Saturday and Sunday, and it also gives them an opportunity to see the next door neighbor, to see other kids that are in their classrooms, to meet people that they haven't seen in over a year. So, it becomes a friendly atmosphere for families to reunite at the fair, and that's what we've grown to be. It's what we're really enjoying, seeing the families, seeing the kids play together and having the adults share stories even if it's not farming, but just having that community awareness and community support. Aside from being entertaining, one of the main goals of the fall fair is to educate people about agriculture. There is an education booth at the fair where visitors can learn about where our food comes from, taking care of animals, and other aspects of farming. Another one of those learning opportunities is the Grower Program, which aims to teach families about farming and agriculture through hands-on experience. Every spring, families are given the opportunity to raise an animal, provided by farms in or around Timmins, with this year's options being chickens, pigs, lambs, turkeys, or rabbits. Interested participants must live in a rural zone, except for those with rabbits, have the proper facilities to house and care for the animals, agree to regular visits and interviews to check on the animal's welfare, and agree to bring the animal to showcase at the fall fair the following September, after which they are permanently returned to their families. While there are no age restrictions, families with children are most encouraged to participate. Whistle says the program has grown considerably in the past few years since they were unable to host the fall fair as usual due to the pandemic. It became a way to continue educating people in the community about farming and agriculture but from a safe distance. For those looking to get involved in other ways, PDAS is always looking for volunteers for the fall fair, education initiatives, and the Mountjoy Farmers Market, which they have been running for 5 years. The market runs every Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to noon until Thanksgiving, with hopes to be open for a longer season next year thanks to the new pavilion. The farmers' market will run at its usual time and location on Saturday, at the same time as the fair. It's a great family event. It's a little bit for every age group, from the horse pull, to the arm wrestling, to the candy floss, to the fair atmosphere. And it also supports our local farmers and shows that we need fresh, quality food and all the parts that the farming community does provide for our well-being and our community, Whistle says. This is not only to showcase what we've been doing throughout the year, but also to educate and to acknowledge what is available out there, and hopefully interest a few more people that would like to start their little garden in the backyard and grow their own tomatoes and yellow beans and potatoes. It doesn't take much of a property to do enough to grow for yourself, and if we could convince 5 or 10 extra people every year to do so, it makes sure the quality of our food is better, and it's fresh, he says. The fall fair will be at the Mountjoy Arena from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Saturday, with performances by local musicians and a beer garden by Full Beard Brewing Company in the evening. The fair also runs from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Entry is free for children under 2 years old, $5 for children under 12, and $10 for adults. Everything inside the fairground is included with the price of admission, with the exception of food and drinks sold by vendors. More information about the Fall Fair can be found on their website. For updates and a detailed schedule of events, visit their Facebook page.